This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Some pretty great news about job numbers. And why does it matter? Well, because that news seems to have turned around the stock market. It was down, down, down yesterday. Disastrous day on the stock market. Awful. And it was way down again today, but now it seems to be hovering right at about even. The Dow Jones down just 12 points. We will keep you up to breast of up to date of the very latest. It's also a great day because Jeremy Steiner made it into work on time. Jeremy has to work back at the studio, running the boards, doing all the technical stuff, while I continue broadcasting from home in the midst of the pandemic. But we also have a pandemic of protest, and the protest utterly pointless, completely pathetic, beyond redemption, really, at this point. And honestly, it could be one of the key factors in turning this election around. There are a bunch of new polls. It is all fascinating, and both sides are lying about the polls. Both sides are lying about the polls, but we will tell you the truth. There is also a resolution, as many of you may have heard, you should have heard. Do you remember the member of Patriots Prayer, which is a right-wing pro-Trump organization, and a apparently peaceful member of Patriots Prayer was shot dead the other night in Portland. And the police had identified his shooter. They tried to arrest him. And that was in Lacey, Washington, down in Thurston County. And it didn't go well because he drew a gun. He's dead, but he left a sort of last will and testament in the shape of some audio that he recorded with Vice, that website. We will play that for you and give you a chance to hear it a little bit later this hour. There's also an amazing case from New York that has come up. And first of all, let me tell you about, before we get to that, why it was so difficult for Jeremy to get into work today. I mean, I guess I'm assuming that everybody would know who is listening in and around Seattle. It's because a bunch of pathetic people, horrible people who should spend a great deal of time in jail, decided to block I-5. I-5, for those of you who don't live in the Seattle area, is the most heavily traveled roadway in the Northwest. I mean, it's the main corridor through Seattle and getting you into Seattle or out of Seattle. And Washington State Patrol, just moments ago, actually, arrested 9 protesters whose vehicles were blocking southbound I-5 through Seattle on the Ship Canal Bridge. Okay, for people who don't know this area, the idea of blocking the Ship Canal Bridge with cars, this is disastrous. And it's going into Labor Day weekend. Okay, the demonstration was part of a morning march protesting police brutality. Now, this really has a lot to do with police brutality, right? Stopping traffic for people who are trying to get into work, who are trying to arrive in time to actually do a radio show. Of course there could be an ambulance. There could be an ambulance. There could be, dare I say it, a police car responding to an emergency. There could be a fire truck. Because it's really very tough if you don't use the Ship Canal Bridge. I guess you've got to use Aurora, but that's not so easy either if you're using 99. And blocking the I-5 is just outrageous. It's sickening. And in July, Washington State Patrol announced that it would no longer allow protesters onto I-5 and that they would arrest any pedestrians who blocked freeways. That change was announced just hours before 24-year-old Summer Taylor was hit by a driver during a protest on I-5 in early July, died of her injuries. I actually says their injuries because she identified with plural pronouns. They died of their injuries at Harborview Medical Center. Okay, that came after State Patrol had initially opted to close the freeway down entirely in June. Trooper Rick Johnson told Chris Sullivan, our buddy over at Cairo Radio, on June 18th that closing the freeway was all about keeping protesters safe. We're there to support their First Amendment to march and say what you need to say. But on the freeway with cars, it's just not a good thing. You think it's not a good thing to have people wandering around the freeway? How they were able to park their vehicles. And by the way, those vehicles obviously had to be towed, which is a big project. I don't know how many they were. They had blocking the I-5. But should the vehicles be returned to the people who deliberately left them there to block the freeway? And surely there must be many, many grounds for prosecuting these people and not allowing them to return to the streets to do more havoc. This is total craziness. But it's not the only craziness today. I mentioned my overwhelming response, just digging through the news and the news bulletins today, is, I look forward to Labor Day weekend like everybody else, but really, everything, it's just sickening. It's just sickening on all sides. I've got to tell you, there's so little common sense or integrity emerging anywhere in our political discourse or even on our discourse about the news. For instance, there's this where you hate every side. Okay, local leaders reacted to a memo issued by President Trump, which threatened to withdraw all federal funding from Seattle, Portland, New York, and Washington, D.C. Now, for someone who's a resident of Seattle, if you're paying federal taxes, and you're going to continue paying those federal taxes, presumably, they're going to continue reaching into your pocket, and they're going to say, okay, we're not giving any highway funds or hospital funds or construction funds of any kind for parks, nothing, to Seattle and Portland. The memo calls on a handful of agencies to identify anarchist jurisdictions and to redirect federal funds away from them to the maximum extent permitted by law. I think, by the way, that maximum extent permitted by law is not at all. Among other cities, it specifically named Seattle, claiming that, quote, it allowed anarchists and rioters to take over six square blocks of the city. Remember the Chaz Chop experiment? What a disaster. What an embarrassment. What a devastating blow to literally dozens of small businesses. And that the local government endorsed this lawlessness and taking of property. Now, all of that is true. And I hate the local government with every fiber of my being and the way they handled this situation. But at the direction of President Trump's memo, the U.S. Department of Justice will publish a public list of anarchist jurisdictions in 2 weeks. Federal agencies are directed to report on all federal money currently being directed towards Seattle, Portland, New York City, and Washington, D.C. within that same time period. After 30 days, Trump plans to issue guidance on how that money can be redirected elsewhere. This illegal memorandum is a sham, said the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, who is running for re-election. It is just the last baseless, petty, and divisive move by President Trump to distract from his abject failure to protect Americans from COVID-19. Oh, yeah, we still have COVID-19. Or have we forgotten about that in the ongoing debate about violence and riots and protests? And what does all this really mean in the polls? And why are both sides lying about the polls? We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
Well, thank you for that. And I do enjoy doing this every single day, even though there is disturbing news out there. Now, part of that disturbing news involves death and destruction. There is more news from that case in Rochester where there were demonstrations last night. The demonstrations were apparently nonviolent last night, which is a good thing. And seven officers have been suspended that's a lot because of a suspect who was clearly mentally ill, having a psychiatric break, who may well have been mistreated. And the officers have been suspended on that because video was released. The one thing that was unclear was why this event that had happened way back in March, 2 months before George Floyd was killed, only now is gaining attention. And it's only now that the family of the deceased actually succeeded in getting videotape of his arrest that was garnered from body cams. We will get to that. I wanted to cover this story, which has been particularly disturbing to me, about a truly revolting person who basically is saying, I'm the worst person in the world. Okay, she's a contender. I will grant her that. The headline over at CNN is white professor says she's been pretending to be black for her entire professional career. And this is significantly worse than the Pocahontas deception. I mean, the idea that Elizabeth Warren, for many, many years, pretended to be a Native American. And then, I mean, by the way, I think that's what prevented her from actually winning the Democratic nomination this time, which she might have done otherwise. But leave that alone. She had no basis, really, to say that she was Native American. But you can understand that maybe if someone had said that in her family, she had believed that this is different. This is a full-out deception where an entire life is based on it. And here is the story. A professor of African and Latin American studies who portrayed herself as black has now revealed she's been lying. Jessica A. Krug, an associate professor at George Washington University, has written extensively about Africa, Latin America, the African diaspora, and identity, all while claiming her own black and Latina heritage. But in an article published on Medium.com yesterday, Professor Krug revealed the truth. She is white. Quote, to an escalating degree over my adult life, I have eschewed my lived experience as a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas City under various assumed identities, within a blackness that I had no right to claim. First North African blackness, then U.S.-rooted blackness, then Caribbean-rooted Bronx blackness, she wrote. Now, she was assuming that very identity, the Bronx-based Caribbean blackness, and using a sort of nom de guerre when she testified before the New York City Council just a couple of weeks ago. As her alternate identity, she's Professor Jessica Krug professionally, and she is Jess La Bombera. And listen to her testimony for attacking white New Yorkers. She's not a New Yorker. She is white. But listen to the way she talks and how embarrassingly obvious it is that she's putting on an accent. This is pathetic beyond belief. Clip 7A, please.
I also want to call out all these white New Yorkers who waited 4 hours with us to be able to speak and then did not yield their time to black and brown indigenous New Yorkers who thought that their sense of, I thought cops was here to protect us, but I guess they're not. Boy. You think that this sort of like shock and empathy thing is the move. Okay, so a couple of things. You was talking about moving against the gang database. What's up with that? Because last I checked, that's still operating. Last I checked, that's still up. You talk about us to show up, been shown up in all these neighborhood council meetings trying to fight gentrification. Ain't nothing changed.
Ain't nothing changed. She got her PhD from University of Wisconsin. She has no scintilla of either Latino or black heritage. And she continued her conversation and her little minstrel show, and that's what it was. It's so embarrassing, and it's so revolting. There was more in her testimony before the New York City Council. Listen.
And then real quick, I want to talk about some of my experiences in the Bronx on Thursday. So, you know, y'all heard from a few people who were there, and thank you. Much power to all my siblings who were standing up, my black and brown siblings who were standing. Y'all know what it was, right? It was led by a group called Decolonize This Place. The NYPD is a colonial occupation force. Let's be real honest. Y'all know they're being trained by the IDF. They are trained in counterinsurgency methods. It is not a surprise or shock that they are using counterinsurgency methods against us in the Bronx, black and brown people.
Okay, against us, black and brown people, and she cites the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. This is an amazing story. It honestly is, and it probably will be a book. I hope she doesn't get a dime from it and loses her job and has terrible consequences, because what she's doing is awful. Krug acknowledged in her post that she had no right to claim these identities, saying that doing so is the very epitome of violence, thievery, and appropriation of the myriad ways in which non-black people continue to use and abuse black identities and cultures. She apologized for what she calls her continued appropriation of a black Caribbean identity, saying she was wrong, unethical, immoral, anti-black, and colonial. I'm not a culture vulture, she wrote. I am a culture leech. Anmol Goraya, a junior at George Washington studying international affairs, says she took an introductory history class with Professor Krug in spring 2019. At the time, Krug was one of her favorite professors, Goraya said. She seemed like an energetic woman of color, being unapologetic about who she was, coming to class in heels, YouTube earrings, and even leopard prints. Goraya told CNN that Krug would often champion black and indigenous artists. Krug would also say the N-word, when it was in text and the class was reading, Goraya told CNN. Remember yesterday we did a story about a professor at USC who got suspended? And not because he used the N-word, but because he used a Chinese word that sounded vaguely like it. And this woman has continued with this fraud for all these years? From the moment she came into the classroom, I was in awe of her, Goraya said, and I'm just shocked that it was such a complete lie. Krug told the class she was from the Bronx, an identity she was proud of, Goraya told CNN. She sure doesn't sound like it with that fake accent. She once even got into an argument with a student who tried to say rap was invented in Brooklyn. She would also use Spanish in her speech. This goes on, and we are building up an entire subculture here, a subculture based on lies, based on lies one after another. We'll get to them.
He speaks and he makes people listen.
Michael Medved.
People are mystified by that. He restores in us a kind of faith and a kind of power that we've been missing.
The Michael Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now, it was a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer, but it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there.
President Trump responding to a story that cites four anonymous sources in The Atlantic. The president continues.
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about the economy.
The August jobs report came out this morning. And I'm grateful for everyone who found work again and found a glimmer of hope that brings them back from the edge. But there is real cause for concern as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
On the Michael Medved Show, Professor Jessica Krug, who is now being investigated by George Washington University, what strikes me as so peculiar about all of this is earlier this week, before these revelations, and there are a number of people who say she didn't just come forward because of a guilty conscience, that she was about to be exposed somehow. But before these revelations, she was acclaimed, she was honored, she was a published author, and even her published work had to do with her, quote, black Caribbean background. Of which there is none, zero, zip, nada, zilch. And all of a sudden, her racial identity is revealed to be something other than what she said. Now, of course, it's ridiculous to have an imposture, right? I mean, it's interesting, the big movie today, and we're going to review it, is The New Mulan. That's about a little girl who pretends to be, actually a teenage girl, I guess she's supposed to be, she pretends to be a boy, a young man, in order to fight for her country, Imperial China, 1,500 years ago. Okay, we'll get to that. But that's considered to be noble and terrific. This is, of course, shabby and disgusting. And I think what makes it so disgusting, and the reason that people, including Professor Krug herself, react so angrily to this, is it exposes the racism at the core of the American left right now. How does it do that? Because should it really make a difference in how you treat a professor as to whether she grew up white in Kansas City or whether she is of Caribbean black descent from the Bronx? Should that determine how you respond to her work? Either her work is worthwhile and it's important and it's good, and I can't say it doesn't sound like it is, or it's not. And if all of a sudden she were to take some DNA test and she was to discover, oh, guess what? Wow, I'm 60% black. Would that really change something? She says, I have built my life on a violent anti-black lie, and I have lied in every breath I have taken, Professor Krug adds. And she goes on in her Medium post, she says, her unaddressed mental health demons and severe trauma that marked my early childhood and teen years, yet can be really rough growing up in a suburban neighborhood in Kansas City, are what led her to pretending to be black as a youth, a lie that continued and escalated through adulthood. She writes, but mental health issues can never, will never, neither explain nor justify, neither condone nor excuse, that in spite of knowing and regularly critiquing any and every non-black person who appropriates from black people, my false identity was crafted entirely from the fabric of black lives. Krug acknowledged that through her lies, she had formed relationships with many people who trusted me, who fought for me, who vouched for me, who loved me, and who may now be feeling shock and betrayal and rage and bone marrow deep hurt and confusion, violation of this world, in this world and beyond. I was audaciously deceptive, she writes. I have a very clear, loud conscience. Really? But I have acted as if I had none. I gaslit you. She says that Krug, that she was not leading a double life. There was no parallel form of my adulthood connected to white people or a white community or an alternative white identity. Okay, is there a white community? Is there an alternative white identity? See, this is the fraudulence that would lead her to do this, because there really is none. You want to, I mean, you want to be involved with white pride, really? It's a non-factor in American life. And the idea that she felt a need for some kind of racial militance led her to ignore the fact that, the inconvenient fact that she happens to be white. I can't fix this, she writes. I have burned every bridge and have no expectation that any of my relationships are flame resistant. Krug also said she believes in cancel culture, of course she does, as a necessary and righteous tool for those with less structural power to wield against those with more power. I should be canceled, she wrote, though she admittedly says that she doesn't really know what that means. You should absolutely cancel me, she wrote. And I absolutely cancel myself. What does that mean? I don't know. Just over a week ago, she wrote an op-ed for Essence magazine, it's an African-American black magazine, about violence against black people in the U.S. with a focus on Puerto Rico, repeatedly using the words we and us to implicitly identify herself as part of this community. Guess what? Krug's column has since been removed from the Essence website. Quote, the beneficiaries of enslavers have no more right to claim back blackness by proximity or linguistic affinity in San Juan than they do in St. Louis, reads one line of the op-ed, which can be viewed in an archived version. She also contributed articles to the blog Race Baiter, which have also been since wiped from the website. An archived version of her author bio identifies her as an unrepentant and unreformed child of the hood whose heart is consumed in the struggle for her community in El Barrio and worldwide. I wonder if she even speaks Spanish, claiming to have grown up in the Bronx. Look, this is really very sad. And the idea that George Washington University in the nation's capital is a prestigious place. It's a fine university. It's a great law school, by the way. And the fact that nobody questioned this fraudulent information about her whole identity, where she grew up, what her racial identity always was. Hari Zaid, who was the race baiter editor-in-chief, said that Krug was someone I called a friend up until the morning when she gave me a call admitting to everything she had written here. Zaid suggested the reason for Krug's admission was because her truth was about to be exposed. She didn't do it out of benevolence, Zaid said. She did it because she was about to be found out. Well, somebody else they found out was a guy named Michael Forrest Reinl. And Michael Forrest Reinl is an admitted murderer. Now, I think it's too bad that he was shot in a confrontation with police. But this, again, is one of those awful cases, and it's an awful story, that sheds real light on the hypocrisy of everything that we're hearing from the protesters in the streets and from Democrats on the campaign trail and generally that we're hearing in society at large. Try to imagine for a moment that Michael Reinl was black. If he were black and he were shot in an encounter with police, would there be all kinds of issues raised in his behalf? Of course. But the fact is he's white, 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 white. He has a gigantic black fist, the symbol of Black Lives Matter, tattooed on his neck. But other than that, his skin is very light. His eyes are very blue. They were also, in the interview he gave just before he was shot, they look very crazed. Methamphetamines, anyone? Who knows? We will tell you this awful story from Thurston County, Washington, down in Lacey, and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael...
My man, Michael MedVed, the mighty mouth of the modern megaphone.
MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael MedVed visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com. Because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved show, I will tell you what is outrageous. What is outrageous is anybody who wants to try to defend Michael Forrest Reinl, who is the Antifa activist. And yes, he is Antifa. He proclaimed it himself. He proclaimed it repeatedly. He's very proud of Antifa. He sees himself as a revolutionary. He was arrested during the Portland protests a couple of weeks ago for carrying a loaded gun. You're not allowed to carry a loaded gun in public places in Portland. He was arrested, and then he was charged with resisting arrest. He has a lengthy arrest record and problem areas. And he killed a guy on Saturday night. How do we know it? How do we know that he killed a guy? How can I say that so certainly? Because he has admitted it on tape in an interview, which is pretty decisive, don't you think? And here is Michael Reinl. He gave this interview to Vice News, and he was killed in a confrontation with law enforcement, which I'll describe to you in a moment. Just a day after this interview was conducted, listen.
My name is Michael Forrest Reinl, born and raised Portland, Oregon, 48 years old. You know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything, but I feel it's important that the world at least gets a little bit of what's really going on, because there's been a lot of propaganda put out there. What I will say is that I felt that my life and other people around me's lives were in danger, and I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
Okay, to do what he did is to shoot in the chest an unarmed man. The unarmed man may have had bear spray with him. He did not apparently have a weapon. And he had no choice but to shoot this guy dead. This is after the demonstration, the pro-Trump demonstration. He'd even left town, and they had. He continued in explaining the murder. Listen.
Right after it happened, what did you, panic? Did you run?
Well, honestly, you know, those are a bit of details I probably don't want to get into, other than just simply saying that, you know, I realized what had happened. I was confident that I did not hit anyone innocent. And I made my exit.
And just to reiterate, you feel that it was totally justified?
Totally justified. Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed, because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen. What they've done is they're trying to make it look like we're all terrorists, and they're trying to make me look like a murderer.
Well, what do you call it? According to eyewitnesses, and there is video, actually, the victim, Aaron Danielson, was advancing toward Mr. Reinall, and he had bear spray in his hand, and they had been using bear spray. And bear spray can be unpleasant, I understand. But would anyone justify murdering a guy, killing him, shooting him through the chest, because he was going to attempt to spray you with bear spray, if that was even true? Final point that Michael Forrest Reinall made in the last interview he conducted. And you have to know, he's sitting in a little copse of trees, and his eyes are just bulging out, and they're glassy. And he has had problems with substance abuse. That's clear in his previous arrest record. And it seems to be plaguing him in this last interview. Listen.
They want to paint a picture of Antifa having major involvement. A lot of people don't understand what Antifa represents. And if you just look at the basic definition of it, it's just anti-fascist. And I am 100% anti-fascist. I'm not a member of Antifa. I'm not a member of anything. Honestly, I hate to say it, but I see a civil war right around the corner. That shot felt like the beginning of a war.
That shot, the shot that he fired, the shot heard around the world. This is the way the Seattle Times reported on the end of Michael Forrest Reinall, whose voice you just heard there. A man suspected of fatally shooting a right-wing activist during a night of clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and pro-Trump supporters in downtown Portland last weekend was killed late last night when local and federal officers tried to arrest him outside an apartment in Lacey. Michael Forrest Reinall, 48, self-proclaimed Antifa supporter, who has said he worked security on behalf of Black Lives Matter, was shot dead after he fled the Lacey apartment, got into a car. Here's what eyewitnesses said on the scene. "We seen the suspect get out of a silver car, got out, pulled out his gun, and was shooting toward the cops." So said Chad Smith, 29, who was sitting outside eating dinner with a car when a car accelerated swiftly down the street. And he said he had lived in the neighborhood for 2 years. At that point, the suspect was shooting. He was shooting at the cops and walking backward. Then officers fired more. He said, "There was a bunch of shots, probably a good minute and a half of just solid shooting." If you have this wanted suspect wanted on murder, and he's shooting at you, as the eyewitness suggested, and I'm sure there will be video that proves it, does anyone want to blame this joint force? There were federal marshals and local law enforcement as well. And look, it's hard to celebrate anybody's death, right? But this is a bad guy. And let me just mention something about another very recent encounter with police in June, a couple of weeks ago. He was charged in Eastern Oregon's Baker County for unlawful possession of a firearm, driving under the influence, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. According to Baker County District Attorney Greg Baxter, based on a police probable cause statement, the man was alleged to have driven his vehicle over 100 miles an hour while racing his 17-year-old son, who was driving another car. The man appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance and had his 11-year-old daughter with him in his car, the statement said. Just a little family fun. Police said they also found a concealed firearm in his car, and he did not have a concealed carry permit. After he failed to appear at a court hearing in Baker County on July 8th, a warrant was issued for his arrest. 3 days earlier, on July 5th, Portland police also cited Reinall during the downtown protests for interfering with an officer, resisting arrest, and possession of a loaded firearm in a public place. It is illegal to openly carry a loaded firearm in Portland's public places. He was released and as of earlier this week had not been charged for that incident. 2 days before police cited him for the gun charge, Reinl posted on Instagram an image of a text exchange about him planning to confront pro-Trump demonstrators when they came. The point about all of this is, do you remember that story we covered at the prosecutor in Portland, the district attorney for Multnomah County, his name Mike Schmidt, and he refused to prosecute half the people who were arrested by the Portland cops during these ongoing riots, riot, violence, pointless demonstrations. They'd arrested 600 people. He refused to prosecute 300 of them. It sounds like one of them was the murderer. Was this guy. And why not prosecute him, for God's sake? Because the guy is on the left? You're not going to prosecute him? Because he was there carrying a loaded weapon? And with this recent arrest record, including drug offenses? And this is all this spring and summer. It's since June. It's completely outrageous. And it goes to this tendency, like today with the people who parked cars and blocked I-5. And apparently blocked I-5 for about a half an hour. I mean, it's outrageous. Shouldn't there be some kind of cost for inflicting pain, death, property damage, pain, and a dislocation on your fellow citizens? If we just wink at that and say, well, they're just expressing their First Amendment rights, haven't we devolved really into the anarchy that the bad guys seem to favor? Please, God, not for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.